讲到了天国当中最大的就是那些像小孩子一样的人。
Next week we talk about the greatest in the kingdom of heaven are those who are like children who can humble.
天国的原则和价值跟地上是明显不同的。
The principle and the concept of value in the kingdom of heaven are obviously
different from the worldly standards.
我们必须回转，包括我们的思想方法，我们要用基督的想法来成为我们的想法。
We need to change the way we think. We've got to change to the thinking as Christ.
耶稣要我们回转像小孩子一样，这不仅是一种心态，也是我们的行动。
Jesus wants us to change our attitude like a child. This is not only what he expects from us, but he wants us to act on it.
我们必须把这个教导应用在我们的行为中，我们的生活中。
We got to use this teaching to put in practice in our lives.
成为我们每一天生活的考验。
To be a challenge to the everyday of our lives.
一个具有童心的人，一个他正向回转像小孩子那样的人，他就能接待小孩子。
A person who have the heart of a child will be able to accept a child.
一个失去了童心的人，他就会绊倒小孩子。
A person who does not have the heart of a child will be a stumbling block to a child.
我们每个人都可以想一想，这也是对我们每一个人的考验。你知道什么是接待一个小孩子吗？
I think this is a challenge to all of us. Do we know how we can accept a child?
接待一个小孩子，那个时刻实际上就是接待了耶稣。
The moment that you accept a child is the way that you have accepted Christ.
耶稣这样说，凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。
And Jesus said, and whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me.
我们很多人都想为主工作，都想在耶稣身上做一点好事。
A lot of us would like to work for Christ and work something for ourselves.
但是我们找不到耶稣，我们不知道耶稣在哪里。
But we cannot find Jesus. We do not know where he is.
其实耶稣早就来到我们中间，耶稣通过小孩子在我们中间。
In fact, Jesus is among us. Through the little children, he is among us.
相反的，如果我们得罪一个小孩子，就是得罪了耶稣。
On the contrary, if we offend a child, we are offending Christ.
所以耶稣这样说：凡是这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。
So Jesus said, but if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea.
所以这是事关重大的。
So we know this is a very serious thing.
这是一个属灵的考验。
This is a challenge to our spiritual life.
这是测验出每一个人属灵的光景。
And that is how to test the situation of your spiritual life.
所以今天我们要继续来思考这个主题。
So today we will continue to think, talk about this subject.
我们用诗篇一百三十一篇。
We are using Psalm 131.
这是一篇很短的诗，只有三节经文。
This is a very short psalm, only three verses.
但是非常重要。
But it is very important.
他告诉我们，我们不仅要做小孩子。
It tells us that we not only have to act like a child,
不是小小孩,
not a very little child,
而是一个断奶的孩子,
like a baby that has been weaned, that has been denied milk.
今天我们只有来思考这个断奶的孩子。
Today, we're going to talk about the weaned child.
如果你能够回去，都能够成为一个断过奶的孩子。
If after this service, when you go back, you can be a weaned child.
我想今天我们这个信息就是非常的值得了。
And I think our message today will be very worthy.
诗篇一百三十一篇一开头说，这是一个上行之诗。
At the beginning of Psalm 131, it says this is a song of ascents.
什么叫上行之诗呢?
What do we mean by song of ascents?
上行就是爬上去登高的意思。
Ascent means to climb to the higher ground.
以色列人每年的逾越节，每年的五旬节，每年的祝棚节，他们都要从四面八方向耶路撒冷去朝圣。
The Israelites every year, at the time of the Passover, the Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacle, they will come from all directions to go to Jerusalem.
这个耶路撒冷这个地势比较高，就好像在这个山上一样。
Jerusalem is on a high ground, just like on a hill.
所以呢，你到耶路撒冷去就是登高。
So when you go to Jerusalem, it seems that you are going to an upper ground.
他们在登高那个过程当中，他们就在一起唱诗。
When they are going towards Jerusalem, so they start singing.
他们唱什么诗呢？就是唱诗篇一百二十篇到一百三十四篇，这些叫上行之诗。
So what do they sing? They will sing the Psalms from 120 to 134. Those are called the Songs of Ascent.
这些歌他们一面唱，他们一面朗诵，这些歌表达了他们一个共同的心愿。
When they were singing, they were expressing also their universal hope together.
他们表达一个什么心愿呢？就是对神的渴慕。就是对神的倚靠，就是对圣殿的一种渴慕。
That's an expression of their thirst for God, their dependence on God, and their trust in God.
他们是一群人去的，他们同心一个心愿，他们同行，他们一同追求。
They go together, and they have the same hope, and they have the same pursuit of their hopes.
哎呀，我想这个上行啊是非常有意义的。我们今天来做礼拜，我们都不需要上行。
I think this ascent is very meaningful. When we are worshiping here, we will also understand.
我们非常容易的，我们开了汽车，我们就很轻而易举的，我们就来到教会。
So we just drive, and then easily we can come to church.
你不要爬山，你不要付出代价，你不要感到很辛苦。
You don't have to climb up the hill. You don't have to pay the cost. You don't have to feel difficult.
这个耶路撒冷这个圣殿是很高的，要爬上去。你看有很多的一个庙，他们都造在山上，所以你这个去烧香的人都要爬山的。
The temple in Jerusalem is high on the hills, just like a lot of these Buddhist temples, they're all built on the hills.
我记得上海它郊区有一个山，上面造了一个天主教堂。
I remember there is one Catholic church built on a hill in Shanghai.
所以这些天主教徒他每一次要上山的时候，他都要跪着上去的。
So every time when the Catholics they want to go up to the church, they have to climb up.
你要有准备，你现在去敬拜神，这不是一件简单的事情。
You need to prepare because you're going to worship God.
你要去追求一样东西。
You got to pursue something.
追求什么东西呢？
What do we pursue?
追求属灵生命的成长。
To pursue the spiritual growth of our life.
去追求那个属灵生命的成熟。
And to be mature in our spiritual life.
我们有的人这个属灵生命已经停止不前了。
Some of us, our spiritual life has stopped to grow.
他信主的时候，他开始的时候长进很快，但是慢慢的他就停止了。
In the beginning, it grows very fast, but slowly it died down.
这个属灵生命它停止成长，它的问题在哪里呢？
What's the problem in stopping the growth of our spiritual life?
这个诗篇131篇回答了这个问题。
Psalm 131 give us the answer.
你不要看这三节经文，这三节经文非常宝贵。
You don't think that those are only three verses, but they are very valuable.
它告诉我们属灵生命成长的阻力在哪里。
It tells us what is the hindrance in the growth of our spiritual life.
然后告诉我们属灵生命成长的内容在哪里。
It tells us also the content of the growth in our spiritual life.
最后，他用一个断奶的孩子作为一个比喻，把属灵生命长进的关键告诉了我们。
And lastly, he used the example of a weaned child to tell how the spiritual life can grow.
我们先来看看第一个方面，属灵生命成长的阻力在哪里。
Let us first look at the aspects.Of how the spiritual life can be prevented from growing.
为什么有的人信主已经很多年了，他的属灵生命好像长不上去了？
Why a lot of us have been a believer for a long time, but they cannot grow in their spiritual life?
三个原因。
There are three reasons.
三个不字。
They are the three nots.
不狂傲。
Not proud,
不自夸
not haughty,
不敢行
do not exercise.
这个诗篇的作者，这个是大卫，很可能是大卫写的，大部分人都认为是大卫表达了一个很重要的一个观点。
This psalm may have been written by David, and he had expressed a very strong point of view.
首先要否定。
First, we need to deny ourselves.
旧的生命必须要被充分的撤回。
Our old lives had to be completely destroyed.
新的生命才可能健康的成长。
And new life can then be grown healthily.
三个拦阻我们成长的因素，第一个就是骄傲。
The three hindrances.That hinder us from growing in our spiritual life. The first one is pride.
心中狂傲。
In the heart, we are proud.
是一个心高气傲的人，一个过分自信的人，一个不依靠神的人。
Someone who think they are the best of all, and they do not have to depend on God.
他这种人，他自己认为比别人强。
He thinks that he is better than any one of us.
这样的一个人，他怎么会追求长进呢？
For this kind of person, how can you expect him to grow?
圣经里有一个非常重要的例子，那就是扫罗王。
In the Bible, there is a very famous example. That is the King Saul.
他被神拣选成为以色列人第一个国王。
He was chosen by God as the first king of Israel.
但是渐渐的，他忘记了神的恩典。
But slowly he forgot about the grace given to him by God.
忘记了自己是被神拣选的。
He has forgotten that he was chosen by God.
他变成了一个自大。狂傲的人
，He became a very, very proud and arrogant person.
他靠自己来判断
，He depend on himself to judge.
他不依靠神来做事
He did not depend on God to do his things.
最后他被神厌弃。
At last, he was outcasted by God.
在战场上，他自杀身亡。
He killed himself in the battlefield.
圣经告诉我们，在箴言书说，败坏之先，人心骄傲；峥嵘之前，必有谦卑。
In the book of Proverbs, it says, "Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor."
心中狂傲是灵明成长的第一个阻力。
Pride is the first hindrance to the growth of our spiritual life.
第二个阻力，目空一切。
The second hindrance is to think of himself as the only person in this world.
高大的眼什么意思？
Haughty eyes, what do we mean?
就是对神的不敬，没有敬畏神的心。
That's a kind of disrespect to God and not fear of God.
你知道这个心和眼睛呢，是互相连起来的。
You know that the heart and the eye are interrelated.
我们心中所想的东西很容易表现在我们的眼睛上面。
What we think in our heart can easily express in our eyes.
你与神之间有良好的关系，你就有真正的平安。
If you have a good relationship with God, you will have true peace.
你拒绝神，你就不能正确地对待人。
If you resist God, you will not be able to treat people properly.
所以有人这样说，心中有神，他目中才有人。
So that's why some people say, if you have God in your heart, then you have man in your eyes.
所以你可以看看周围的人，他这个眼睛老是朝上面看，他不看人的，他这个心目中可能没有神。
You can look around some people, they just look up.In their eyes, they don't have anybody in their heart.
我曾经在这个波特兰的地方，我们有一个团契。
So in Portland, one time we had a fellowship.
我常常有一些大陆来的这个留学生，我跟他们有很好的这个机会交谈。
So there are a lot of students coming from China, and I have the opportunity of talking with them.
我常常问他们。你们情况好吗？
I always ask them, how are you doing?
他们都有很多人都这样回答，很好，很好。
A lot of them say, oh, very good, very good.
哎，我怎么每次问他都是很好，很好，从来没问题的。
So I was a bit doubtful why every time when I ask them, they say very good, very good, no problem.
我就注意他们的眼睛了。我要看看他们的眼睛里面能不能表达出他们心里的话。
Then I look at their eyes and try to figure out if what they think in their heart.
他们的眼睛总是朝上看，他不看我。
All the time they just their eyes just look up and they look do not look at me.
有一次我又问他了，我说你好吗
？So one time I ask again, are you okay?
他的眼睛就对着我看了。我知道有东西了。
And then he looked at me, and I know there's something.
他说不好了。
He said, oh, no good.
No good. 怎么不好？
So I asked, what is bad about it?
他说我的太太被一个日本人带走了。
He said, my wife has been taken by a Japanese.
一个太太从中国大陆，我们跟她一起祷告，为她求神把她签证能签出来，能够跟她先生一起团聚。
So the wife, we have been praying for her and help her to come to the United States to join him.
没想到来到美国没有多久啊，就跟旁边另外一个日本人，他们就混在一起，最后就跟这位先生拜拜了。
So in a very short time, she just get along with this Japanese and say goodbye to her husband.
然后她就开始痛哭了，她开始需要帮助了。所以一个人的心，如果他是骄傲的，他必定是目空一切的。
Then he started to cry, and then from his eyes, I understand that he has problem.
我们跟神都是一个关系有问题的人。
Our relationship with God is something that we do have problems.
我们都像羊走迷了路。
We are just like lost sheep.
我们甚至于都不知道神在哪里。
We do not even know, where God is.
没有人能够通过自己的努力来同神建立良好的关系。
Nobody can through his own effort to build a good relationship with God.
一个没有神的人，他的眼目就非常高，他目空一切。
A person without God will be looking at, with his eyes at nobody.
一个基督徒，他的心目中如果没有神，他也在灵命上他长进不起来。
A Christian, without God in his heart, will not be able to grow in his spiritual life.
第三个灵命的阻力，他自以为是。
The third hindrance to the growth of spiritual life is a self-centered.
大卫说：“重大和测不透的事，我也不敢行。”
And David said, "I do not concern myself with great matters."Or things too wonderful for me.
我们不但要否定狂傲的心，我们不但要否定高大的眼，我们还要否定那自以为是的心态。
We have to deny not only pride and also haughtiness, and also we need to deny also the attitude of self-centeredness.
因为人在神面前是这样的渺小，这样的有限。
Because man, in the eyes of God, is so little and is so limited.
你看这个诗写的多好，重大的事。什么叫重大的事？就是指我们那些能力，我们人的能力所不能做到的事。
So in the psalm, it says great matters. That means the things that, as a man, we cannot achieve.
测不透的事，什么叫测不透的事？就是我们无法理解的事，我超过我们理性能够完全明白的事。
For the things too wonderful for us to understand is something that is beyond our reasoning, beyond our understanding.
我们实际上在两方面都有限，一方面在能力上我有限，一方面在理解上，在智力上我有限。
We need to understand that we have limitations. We have limitation in our ability. We have limitation in our reasoning.
所以诗人说，他深知道自己的有限，所以他对那些重大的事，对那些测不透的事，他也不敢行。
That's why the psalmist says, for those great matters and things too wonderful for him to understand, he dare not exercise. He dare not do.
他不敢行什么意思？不敢行就是他不敢介入，他不必要去介入，他不必要去费力，不必要去勉强。
So do not concern means that he doesn't want to be involved. He doesn't want to reluctantly to do something that is beyond his ability.
勉强介入就是把自己当作了不起。我们不能自以为是，不应该觉得自己十分重要，什么问题都能回答。
To involve with reluctance, that means that he thinks too high of himself. He's trying to do something which is beyond his ability.
自以为是的一个心态是灵命成长的第三个阻力。
A self-centered attitude is the third hindrance to the growth of our spiritual life.
在圣经中有一位叫约伯，约伯在苦难中，在人生的苦难中，他体会到这件事情。
So in the Bible, we have heard about Job, and in his sorrow, in his sadness, he experienced that kind of situation.
他体会到有些重大的事，有些测不透的事，是他所不能明白的。他怎么说呢？他在约伯记四十二章里面说：“我所说的是我不明白的， 这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
So in Job, chapter 42, verse 3, it says, "Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you."
有一个人呢、啊。他去问这个加尔文，加尔文大家知道是这个跟马丁鲁德时期一个非常有名的神学家。
So there's some someone who went to ask Calvin.
Calvin.
Yeah, he's working with Martin Luther. He's a theologist.
他问这个问题，他说在上帝创造天地之前，上帝在做什么？
So someone asked him, before God created heaven and earth, what did he do?
加尔文怎么回答他的问题？加尔文说，上帝在为那些问这些问题的人，他加大地狱的火。
So he answered that God increased the fire in hell for those who ask that kind of question.
我们不知道这个是加尔文真的一个回答，还是人家编的一个笑话。我们每个人都有不少的问题，问问题能帮助我们增加理解，但是要问合适的问题。
So we do not know whether this is the true answer of Calvin, but we know that we all have a lot of questions, and we all like to ask, But the thing is, what is the proper thing we should ask?
有的问题是问不出结果的。
Some of the questions we cannot get any answer.
不是没有结果，而是我们还达不到可以理解的一个程度。
It is not because there is no answer, but because we have not reached that level to understand.
世界上到处存在着痛苦，存在着忧愁。
In this world, there is a lot of hardship and sorrow.
我们相信这位神是爱，这个神是爱的信仰，怎么和这么多的痛苦，怎么多这么多的忧愁能够相符合呢？
So we believe in God's love, but with all these hardship and sorrow in this world, how can it be in conformity with God's love?
我们见到西班牙已经有200个人在炸弹这爆炸中死去。
We have heard that over 200 people were killed in Spain.
我们也知道在伊拉克、在阿富汗有很多的人在死于这样一种战争中间。
And we also know that people in Iraq and also in Afghanistan.They're all in a risky situation.
我们也知道，在我们中间，有的亲人得了癌症，有的亲人在病痛中。
We also know that among us, we have our loved ones who have cancer or who have suffered from all kind of sickness.
我们不管怎么样学习，我们总有不懂的东西。
No matter how we learn.There are things that we do not understand.
承认自己懂得很有限，实际上是我们成长的重要条件。
To admit that we know only very little is the way to grow in our spiritual life.
下面我们就要来谈谈这个成长的关键。
So we will talk about the key to the growth in our spiritual life.
在诗篇131篇第二节说，我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。
So in Psalm 131,In Psalm 131, verse 2, it says, But I have still and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me.
我不知道你知道不知道什么叫断奶。
I do not know if you understand what we mean by winning.
今年我们教会很丰收了，我们已经有两个婴孩，很快还要有第三个，今年一下要有三个婴孩出来。
This year our church have a good harvest. We got two babies and one is on the way.
你看那个婴孩一出来，我看着这个出来只有一个小时、两个小时，他这个信来的本事好大呢。
So when I look at those babies, even just for one day or two days,
one hour,
2 hours, they're very big.
他这个信来，这个嘴巴。劲好厉害啊！他一生出来就能吸奶。
Once they were born, they can start taking milk.
哎呀，我觉得这个大卫的这个比喻实在太好了，太好
了。And I find that this the example given David is very good.
一个没有断过奶的孩子，他来到母亲的怀中，他要什么？他就是要奶。
Child that is not weaned, when he comes to the mother, he will be looking for milk.
在古时候啊，这个孩子断奶的时间比较长，就是要到三岁，一直喂奶喂到三岁。
In the olden days, the child are normally fed for 3 years.
到了三岁才开始断奶，现在我们很多就是一岁，甚至一岁不到就断奶了。
But now, most of the babies, they stop giving them milk after 1 year or 2 years.
断奶是孩子长大一个非常重要的里程碑。
Stopping giving the baby milk is a milestone for his growth.
什么叫婴孩？什么叫小孩？婴孩和小孩的差别就是在断奶这样一个阶段。
The difference between a baby and a child is the time when a baby is weaned.
一个断奶前的孩子，他一饿了，他就哭，他就闹，他就不安静，他非常的烦躁。他到了母亲的怀里，他能够找到奶，他就高兴了。
So a child that is weaned, when he's looking for milk, he will be unrest.And he will be very troublesome. But when he comes to the bosom of the mother, then he finds rest.
他那样的需要奶，他离不开奶。他对母亲其他的方面不感兴趣。他中国，我们中国有句话讲得非常好：有奶便是娘了。
So the child is not interested in other things of the mother. He's only interested in the milk. So in the Chinese old saying, it says. Whoever gives milk is the mother.
Good, very good.
Thank you.
但是一个断过奶的孩子，他就不一样了。他不再为吃奶而来到母亲的怀抱，他能感受到母亲的爱，他能够感受到在母亲怀中的安全。
But a weaned child, when he comes to the bosom of the mother, it's not because of the milk.It's because of the safety and the love of the mother.
你看到这里的差别吗？
So can you see the difference?
一个断过奶的孩子和一个没有断过奶的孩子，这个差别非常重要。
So a child that is weaned or a child that has not been weaned is a big difference.
我们来看看没有断过奶的基督徒。
Let us look at the Christians.That is not win.
考试来了，哇！到神面前祷告，求神帮助我啊，求神给我智慧啊。
When the examination comes, we'll come before God and pray for help.
生病的时候，哎呀，到神面前还医治啊，给我健康的。
When they're sick, they will pray that the doctor will help to heal them.
失业了，没有工作了，这个工作现在要这个解雇了。啊，这个求神赶快帮助我找到一份工作。
When he is an employee, he's going to pray for God to help him look for another job.
等到这些事情都过去了，奶吃饱了，再健身。
When all these things have passed, when he is fed, then he forgot about God.
但是一个断过奶的孩子，就是这个诗人131篇大卫所表达的。
But a wean child, as David had talked about in the Psalm 131,
他来到神的面前，他不再是有所求，乃是享受与神的同在。他投入在神的怀抱，就好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中一样。
So he will come to God and find rest in Him, just like a weaned child that comes to the mother for safety and also for love.
他内心感到在母亲的怀中就是他的满足。
And he kind of feel that in the bosom of his mother, he's find love and peace.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你是一个断过奶的孩子，你是一个断过奶的基督徒，你还是一个没有断过奶的基督徒。
Dear brothers and sisters, are you a weaned Christian or a not yet weaned Christian?
今天神把这个问题放在你的面前。
Today, God is putting this question before you.
你要好好的去思考。
You need to think about it.
大卫说，我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。
Like David said, but I have still and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me.
在这样短短的三节经文里，大卫两次重复那个断过奶的孩子。
In the short three verses of this psalm, David mentioned about this weaned child two times.
断过奶是一个太重要的里程碑了。
This weaned child is a very important milestone.
我们再来看看这个奶。
So now let us look at the milk.
母亲的奶是坏东西吗？
The milk from the mother is a bad thing.
为什么要断掉它？
Why do we have to stop it?
我们很多人以为我要断掉的是那个坏习惯，我要断掉的是那些不好的东西。我为什么要断掉我好的习惯？为什么要断掉我那些好的追求呢？
A lot of time we think what we need to get rid of are those bad things. But why do we have to get rid of the good things?
哎呀，你看看诗篇一百三，他写的太好太好了。他用一个母亲的奶做一个比喻，多么的深刻呢？
But let us look at this Psalm 131, how David had expressed the meaning so fully.
为什么很多人他心里不能平静安稳呢？
Why so many people they do not have peace in their heart?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，现在你可以问问你自己的内心，你现在的内心是平静安稳还是不平静安稳的？
Dear brothers and sisters, you can all ask yourselves, do you have peace and rest in your heart?
为什么不平静？
Why there is no peace?
什么东西使你不能平静？
What are the things that make you without peace?
你在追求的东西是什么？
What are the things that you are pursuing?
你追求的是奶，是很好的东西。
What you are pursuing is milk, is a good thing.
不是坏东西。
It's not a bad thing.
母亲的奶是有营养的。
The milk from the mother is nutritious.
对身体有益的。
It's good for the body.
为什么要断掉它呢？
Why do we have to stop getting it?
我们很多人追求学问，学问不是坏东西。我们很多人追求事业，事业不是坏东西。我们很多人追求的是家庭，家庭不是坏东西。我们还有很多人追求在教会里能够侍奉神，不是坏东西。
A lot of us, we are pursuing education, we are pursuing family, we are pursuing serving in the church. These are all good things.
但是，如果你追求的只是这些东西， 如果你仅仅把你的注意在这些东西上，它分散的是你同神之间的关系，分散了一个最重要的渴望，就是渴望母亲自己。
But if you are only after all those things and concentrate yourself on all those things, you're going to miss something with God.
很多母亲都知道，孩子断奶是很不容易的。
A lot of mothers, they know it's not easy for a child to be weaned.
我不没做过母亲，我不是太懂，但是我也能够体会一下这个断奶是不容易的。
I have not been a mother, but I still can understand it's not easy for a child to be weaned.
要经过一个痛苦的过程。
You got to go through a very difficult.
因为那个孩子已经那样习惯了这种生活，奶是他的命根子，他要奶，他看母亲为什么不给他奶，他不理解。
Because the baby has been accustomed to that kind of feeding, so once it stops, he just cannot understand why it has to be stopped.
如果我是一个正在被断奶的孩子，如果他是母亲，我总要对他想，你怎么搞的你
？So if I'm a weaned child and I'm the mother,、
okay.
and he will ask me why you're not giving me milk.
你从前不是很爱我的吗
？Before you love me,
我一哭你就给我吗
？When I cry, you give me milk.
你现在怎么不睬我呢
？Why you don't listen to me now?
最大的难处是什么？他不理解。
The biggest problem is that he doesn't understand.
为什么母亲要这样对待他
？Why the mother has to treat him like that?
有的母亲这样说，我不大懂啊。你听听看，母亲告诉我们，断奶的孩子，他第一次意识到什么叫忧愁。他从前不知道什么叫忧愁。
So I have been told by some of the mothers, I don't know whether this is true or not, that when the child is weaned, usually they start to have worry.
First, they experience. 他第一次学习谦卑。
And the first time he started to learn about humility.
以后断过奶以后，他再投入到母亲的怀抱的时候，他再也不是为了奶了。
So after the child is weaned, when the next time he comes to the bosom of the mother, it's not because of milk,
而是为了对母亲的爱，对母亲的信任。
And that's because of his love for the mother and his trust in the mother.
哎呀，我觉得这断奶的孩子的比喻太深了。
I feel that this example of a weaned child is really means a lot.
今天很多人他有雄心壮志。
Today, a lot of people they have high hopes and a lofty goal.
你叫他慢下来，你叫他把这个东西稍微停一停，他总是要问为什么？我要奋斗啊！我要努力啊！我要去。这个创造我的未来呢
？So a lot of time when you tell these people to slow down, they will ask you why I need to strive, I need to work hard for my goal.
你知道我的名字吗？我叫郭志春。这个志什么意思
？Do you know my Chinese name?
志春。志就是志气啊！我要有志气啊！
志means high hopes.
我们家的这个这一辈人呢、啊，这个字是我们的辈分的，所以我的哥哥也叫郭志玲啊，我的这个堂妹都叫郭志什么东西，我字是我们家的命根子的。
So this 字 is comes down from the family root, so it shows that the family have high hopes for their children.
雄心壮志是坏的吗？
High hopes and lofty goal, are they bad?
不一定，就像母亲的奶一样，不一定是坏的。
Not necessarily, just like the mother's milk, it's not bad.
但是到一定的时候，必须断掉它。
But at a certain time, you got to stop it.
如果你要成长，
If you want to grow,
如果你要成为一个成熟的基督徒，
you want to be a mature Christian,
你必须断奶。
You got to be weaned.
最后，断奶不是你自己做。
Lastly, the weaning is not done by you.
没有一个孩子他说我自己来断奶的，都是母亲来给他断奶的。
So, no baby or child.Can be weaned by himself. It's the mother that give him the weaning.
是神的工作，是圣灵的工作。圣灵带来一种奇妙的改变。
That is God's work and the work of the Holy Spirit that make a wonderful change.
哎呀，我真想再花一点时间，再把这个断奶事情再讲的深一点、多一点，但是今天的时间不够
I really want to spend more time to talk about this weaned child, but because of a limited time,
如果我们在座的都是断过奶的孩子
if among us, all of us are a weaned child,
你一定会说，停一停，再讲。
You will ask me continue to talk.
我在有一个地方讲了一个小时，他们说再讲两个小时，再讲三个小时。
And one time I talked.For 1 hour, and people asked me to continue to talk for another hour.
Muller 先生是英国非常有名的一位传道人。
Mr. Muller, he's a very famous evangelist in England.